Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Mo,
yes.
A controversial decision by Swedish furniture maker IKEA has the company facing an international backlash. Customers around the world are horrified at IKEA's decision to change what?
Oh, gosh. It can't be their logo. That's
just close, actually, to their logo.
Is it not their color scheme?
No.
Does it have anything to do with their directions or their...
It has to do with their printed catalogs.
Oh, okay. That their catalogs are now... you're going to have to put the catalogs together without any instructions?
But no, here's people were crying all over the world. What the Helvetica, they were saying.
Oh, they've changed their font.
They did. We all know the IKEA font, right?
Yes, I love the IKEA font.
But the ads from the Swedish furniture maker IKEA caused horror, not because they'd raised the price in the Bjorkful candle holders, but because they changed their font. No more were the stylish BB Snurd duvet covers advertised in the Futura font we all know and love, but instead they used that cheap, trashy, a revised font, Verdana.
Verdana?
Verdana!
That trollop. Twitter instantly erupted with complaints. IKEA, stop the Verdana madness, came a plea from Tokyo. Words can't describe my disgust, said a disgusted Australian, using words.
To describe his disgust?
IKEA said, this is true. They switched to Verdana because they said it's more cost-effective.
Wait, what was the one they were using before?
They were using Futura.
Oh,
Futura.
That runs you by the letter.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that'll run you, especially with the consonants. They add up.
Did you say Bjorkful at one point?
Yeah, I said Bjorkful.
But she's Icelandic.
I'm just telling you the name of the candle holders are Bjorkful.
Oh.
It's not a joke?
It is.
Okay.
It's not a joke. Bjorkful. You are so beautiful to me.
Can't you see?
I think that should be a Marvel character.
Bjorkful. Which is I, Bjorkful. The power to disassemble myself and reassemble myself anywhere with a small minimum of cursing. I have the power to furnish divorced men's apartments.